So again, I just wanted to go over and let people know what is in the swab that's made in China. Some state workers where I live are having to have this test done daily before they enter their work site. These nasal swabs that are used to test for this, quote, pandemic are made in China, dipped in ethylene oxide, saturated with it. And this is what they're putting up deep into your nasal cavity, close to your brain.
Well, the impact, Jonathan, is that you're going to have the propagation of an outbreak that will continue to smolder. So you're going to have suffering on the part of the people who are unvaccinated. There will be some, not very many, we hope, but there will be some breakthrough infections, even among the vaccinated. So as long as you have circulating virus in the community, which is predominantly because people are not getting vaccinated, then they hurt themselves. And you don't want to see that, because among those are people that are going to wind up getting hospitalized, and some of them are going to die. That's the individual impact on those who don't want to get vaccinated. But there's a broader societal impact, Jonathan, in that if you allow the virus to freely circulate because so many people are unvaccinated, you give it yet again another opportunity to mutate even more, and you may wind up with creating a variant that in fact eludes the protection of the vaccine. We're very fortunate that even though this Delta variant is a real bad actor in the sense of being highly transmissible, for the most part, the vaccines work very well against it, particularly in protecting you from severe disease leading to hospitalization. But you let the virus circulate, you may get a variant that's even worse.
COVID is much more severe, maybe 10 times more severe than flu in terms of the number of deaths that you'd see. Australia could have seen 30,000, 50,000 deaths. So we'll need to manage it much more strongly. We'll need to be clear that a vaccine can protect us from huge numbers of deaths, but we'll have to accept that people will die. Even vaccinated individuals will die. Because it is such a challenging virus. But we have to get to a point of getting over this first and then working through all of those vaccine developments and all those other measures before we can take the next step.
It is all over your television. They're gaslighting you. They want you to go get tested. They want you to go get inoculated. They want to push you to the jab. They're using the fear tactic that is constantly perpetuated by the globalists to force masses of people to do a certain thing that they normally would never do. The fear tactic is huge in your life right now. Joining us right now is Dr. Jane Ruby. There is a lot of things going on right now in the way of testing. And in looking at the CDC itself, are they now openly admitting that these PCR tests are a complete fraud?
Stu, that's what it looks like to me. I'm going to tell you, I believe the whole testing scam that we've been talking about for months is blowing up as we speak. Let me explain why. The CDC just announced in a lab alert to all labs in the United States that they are withdrawing their original request for an emergency use authorization for the PCR test kits. So we know that's how it works. They want the labs, by the way, in addition to admitting that these tests are not adequate, they want the labs to change their systems by the end of this year, December 31st, at the end of this year. And what they want them to do is they want them to select a new test from the FDA approved list, of course, and they want them to change their lab approach. They want the labs themselves to do internal validation of whatever testing they choose. And they want them to use something that differentiates SARS-CoV-2 from influenza. That's all they said, influenza. There are so many different types of influenza. Stu, this thing stinks to high heaven. And here's the other point. They wanted them to use what's called a multiplex method, which by definition means using different visual, different communication approaches. The whole thing stinks, Stu. And here's the other piece that's, I think, is a huge bombshell. If you look at the FDA website, which moves one step further after the CDC recommendations now, they talk about how the amendment that went into effect April of 2021, allows them to use pooled testing. And when I first saw this, I thought, pooled? Why would you pool testing? And what they do, let me explain what they do in pool testing. And then everyone will see what a scam this is.
Right.
When you go to take a COVID test, because you're suspicious, maybe your doctor directed you to, if you go online or if you go to a site, you will likely fill out a very brief form. That form, I've provided a list of the questions on that form, which is really about symptoms, to your producers. And on this form, when you check off or you don't check off symptoms, the lab itself gets to determine if you are, quote, high risk for COVID or low risk for COVID. Now, here's where it gets really, really concerning to me. You can take nine, they can test up to 10 and pool the results. This is what it means. They can take nine people who maybe didn't check off any symptoms or maybe checked off one, and so they're considered low risk, and put them together with one person's form that checked off maybe multiple symptoms, putting them in the, quote, high risk category, thereby, Stu, creating 10 false positives. Now, they've been doing pooled testing since the beginning. Somebody prove me wrong. And I believe, Stu, that this accounts for all the asymptomatic positive cases that we've been seeing. Remember something, everyone. When an illness starts to spread among the population, it's incremental, right? It's spreading. But when you see these reports that I think are fake, they're fear-mongering, as you pointed out, Stu, in the beginning, you see them as spikes, like large numbers. That would account for these clusters that the labs have been developing and reporting on. Here's the other concern I have. If you have a lab or a portion of the country that happens to be pro-lockdown, that maybe even believes the fear and believes that they're doing the right thing by the country, by helping to push us back into a lockdown, they can manipulate and create hundreds of thousands of clusters of positive, false positives based on this pooling method. I think the public should be outraged. When you have a cancer diagnosis, how would you like it if your tumor was biopsied and it was negative, right? But nine other people who have maybe some cancer symptoms of pain and other symptoms were their tests were negative or positive, and you mixed them all together. Your negative healthy tissue was mixed with theirs, but you were told you had a positive cancer diagnosis. This is utterly outrageous.
So wait
to
a minute, I just want to clarify this. So you're telling me that in that instance, that example right there, that a person who doesn't have cancer may be told that they do have a cancer diagnosis? So,
well, I'm not saying this applies to cancer. That's a good question. I'm giving an example of how outrageous
I'm saying,
this is.
So in relation to the COVID thing, somebody who's never had COVID-19, this set of symptoms being called a virus, that they will be told that they have it or have had it. But in fact, they never have.
By pool testing, yes. You can all go to the FDA website.
And those people, mind you, will be told to go quarantine. They will be told that they can't go to work. They will be told that they have to lock down, that they can't be around their family, that they can't travel. I mean, we know about the draconian style measures that are taken against people who supposedly have the world-ending plague.
That's correct.
And they never had it to begin with. They probably were never even exposed to it because we know the whole damn thing is a fraud. But this testing, this pool testing, is now telling you that you have something that you don't. And you're right. Imagine something as serious as a diagnosis for cancer. I mean, this is insane. How would you feel if you were told that you had something terminal, something catastrophic, something potentially life-ending, when in fact you never even had it at all?
Right. Based on pool testing. How absurd, right? And we've been saying, many experts have been saying, all this year, the PCR test does not have the ability to detect viral load. If a test cannot verify viral load, it cannot tell you if you are ill with a viral infection. So they know the test is going nowhere. They know this is blowing up. Now they're all of a sudden, they're making these maneuvers to create a different approach using multiple tests. But in the meantime, Stu, what you just described, pulling people's lives apart, shutting everything down again if they try to go down that road, is still fair game until December 31st of this year, according to these CDC and FDA documents.
The fact is, they don't care about the individual. What they care about is blowing up these numbers. They care about making it look like all of this is happening, such like the speculation and the suspicion that I have surrounding the number of people that they say here in America who are inoculated. They keep throwing out this two-thirds number. A third of the country is holding us back. No, I don't believe that for one second. I do not believe that out of 340 million people, some odd 200 million have subjected themselves to a jab that we have no idea what it's doing. We have no idea what's inside of it. And we know that there's an unprecedented amount of deaths, even according to the CDC, and they're throttling those numbers as well.
Yeah. And Stu, here's the other thing that's outrageous.
It's all a lie.
This pool testing is not blinded to the tester. It's blinded to the patient. Right? To me, this is a clear case of national fraud, because no lab, and believe me, if there is a person out there who sees this broadcast and can come forward and tell me that their lab disclosed to them that their result was from a pooled test or a pooled analysis, please come forward. We'd love to hear from you. But my guess is that no lab in this country ever disclosed to the patient that, hey, your test results that we're giving you right now are part of a pooled analysis.
And everybody who's received a positive test should now immediately go to the phone, call the lab, and ask them. Straight up ask them. If they didn't disclose it, call them and ask them.
But here's the rub, Stu. I think they may use this, because everything they use to their advantage, and I think they may use this to get people ginned up to go in. What do they want more than anything right now? They want more testing. They want across the board testing. They want to get these swabs into everybody now for whatever reason. Don't fall for it. Don't get tested under any circumstances. You're not going to do anything different if you get whatever this false positive or who knows what kind of. Let me be fair. Who knows what kind of positive you're getting? So you would do the same thing. You would either go to America's Frontline Doctors website, click the link for get COVID medication. They will overnight you the ivermectin or HCQ, or you will, knowing that it's a 99.9% recovery rate, you will take chicken soup, you know, drink lots of fluids, control your fever, get lots of rest, and you'll get past this flu.
I'm outraged. Yes, don't get tested, but do demand to know if your results came from a pooled thing.
Yes.
There are also unconfirmed reports that PCR tests are now being infected with a lot of the things, like you're getting vaccinated, so-called jabbed, right? You're getting the same ingredients from this inoculation just by getting tested, that they're tainting these tests with this stuff.
This is from the Canadian version of OSHA. It's called the Canadian Center for Occupational Health and Safety. This is their information about ethylene oxide. It states it's very toxic, causes cancer, changes in your genetics, and reproductive toxicity. It says it's very toxic, fatal if inhaled, may damage fertility, and causes a genetic defects. Also states that it's a carcinogen known to cause reduced fertility. So again, I just wanted to go over and let people know what is in the swab that's made in China. Some state workers where I live are having to have this test done daily before they enter their work site. I wonder what the long-term effects of this swabbing is going to be. So again, here's your proof. These nasal swabs that are used to test for this, quote, pandemic are made in China, dipped in ethylene oxide, saturated with it. And this is what they're putting up deep into your nasal cavity, close to your brain. No, thank you. So again, this is Cassandra Dunn, registered nurse, certified federal medical investigator, coming to you with information about the swab. I don't know what to say, people. This shit's for real. I can't make this up. We're being poisoned in every way, shape, and form. And it all stems from China.
This isn't fear-mongering. This is truth. These are unconfirmed reports. This is actually happening out here. Do not get tested. If you stop testing, if you stop masking, if you stop locking down, if you stop getting this inoculated, COVID will go away. The whole narrative will go away because the whole thing is a narrative. That's what it is. It's all fake. Everything you see about it is fake, fake, fake. And that's been proven.
Absolutely.
Over and
absolutely.
Over again.
And Stu, I want to make mention of one more thing before I close out, because most of your viewers know that I live in the state of Florida.
I got about
and
1 minute.
This morning, there was a news blast that said that now Florida is like the hottest COVID spot in the nation. Don't believe it. This state is wide open. I see the general public from about mid-state down to Miami. People are out and about by the hundreds of thousands. The hospitals are not full. We got to get the facts straight. Do not fall for this fear-mongering that's coming up this fall and winter.
That's interesting. That's interesting that they point to Florida. And that's interesting.
Yes, they do.
The timing with Governor DeSantis doing a seemingly 180 in reference to these inoculations as well. We're going to dig more into that because there may be something to that. Dr. Jean Ruby, thank you so much for being here.